Disney ESPN announces documentary on Colin Kaepernick, Jemele Hill to produce. By Dylan Gwynn on July 6, 2020. ESPN is planning a new documentary focused on the NFL's original anthem protester, Colin Kaepernick. Moreover, the network is working with one of their most controversial former talents to do it. Jemele Hill, who was once bought out of her contract at ESPN so she could give voice to her left-wing political activism on other platforms, will come back to the fold to work with her former employers on this project. Though, ESPN's deal with Kaepernick will not be exclusive to the planned documentary about the former quarterback's anthem protests. According to a statement, the Walt Disney Company today announced an overall first-look deal with Colin Kaepernick's production arm Raw Vision Media. The partnership will focus on telling scripted and unscripted stories that explore race, social injustice and a quest for equity, and will provide a new platform to showcase the work of Black and Brown directors and producers. The First Look deal will extend across all Walt Disney platforms including Walt Disney Television, ESPN, Hulu, Pixar, and The Undefeated. Kaepernick will work closely with The Undefeated, which is expanding its portfolio across Disney, to develop stories from the perspective of Black and Brown communities. The documentary on Kaepernick will focus primarily on the last 5 years, stretching from the beginning of his anthem protests, subsequent absence from the league, collusion lawsuit, and other things related to the protests. I'm excited to announce this historic partnership with Disney across all of its platforms to elevate Black and Brown directors, creators, storytellers, and producers, and to inspire the youth with compelling and authentic perspectives, Kaepernick said. I look forward to sharing the docuseries on my life story, in addition to many other culturally impactful projects we are developing. The announcement of the documentary comes 2 days after Kaepernick posted a tweet on Independence Day that accused America having dehumanized, brutalized, criminalized plus terrorized Black people for centuries. Breitbart Sports reached out to Nike for comment about Kaepernick's tweet, specifically, to find out whether the company supported or agreed with the comment from one of their most high-profile pitch men. Nike never responded. Together with Nike's silence on Kaepernick's Independence Day tweet, the decision of Disney ESPN to produce a documentary that will honor the protest and anti-American legacy of Colin Kaepernick fits in with the trend of corporations celebrating the NFL's original anthem protester. Despite the fact that he has openly accused the country of celebrating white supremacy, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has said that he would encourage an NFL team to sign Kaepernick. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter @TheMightyGwynn.